100.7 WMMS, Munch Bishop, and boy, what a fine freaking weekend it is for the Buzzard, and actually for the North Coast. Geddy Lee win it before he could buy it, his new project, My Favorite Headache, and the grand prize winner is going to cop a bass guitar that Geddy's going to autograph and hand to our grand prize winner Thursday for our in-store CD signing, 5:30 to 7:30 at Best Buy on Brook Park in Brooklyn. And again, when you're heading out there, be wary of the motorcycle cop they call Dirty Harry, who hangs at Ridge and Brook Park Road. But before tonight, live concert from Rush, recorded on the 26th of August, 1974 at the world-famous Agora Theater. With me now is a woman who actually was turned on to Rush at WMMS, music director at the time, Donna Halper. Donna, welcome to the Buzzard. How the heck are you?
It's great to be back.
And we know it's great to have you back. And, you know, such great memories, such great stories when you talk about this wonderful band, Rush. And I know that from the get-go, you were impressed by the band, except the very first time that you pulled the disc out of which pretty much looked like a homemade package.
A plain brown envelope.
Yeah, in the mood didn't do too much. It didn't get you in the mood, did it?
Actually, I have to say that it was the most inauspicious debut of anything I'd ever seen. No, but actually, it was one of these loving hands at home productions.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It wasn't sent to me by them. It was sent to me by a friend, okay? I had been a music director for a long time, okay? I love music directing. And back in those days, of course, that's all they would let women be, was music directors. And that's a long story for another time.
Okay.
But I had a good time being a music director, and I made a lot of friends in the music industry. And one of the friends I made was up in Canada, a guy by the name of Bob Roper. And Bob was the A&M of Canada guy back in those days. And he would send me stuff because he knew I was the kind of music director that liked to add new music.
Right, right.
And so one day he just sent me this, like, really ugly-looking record. It was sort of a bizarre fuchsia color, and it had a little note attached to it. It said, my label passed on this because all we ever, you know, seem to sign these days is wimpy, mellow jello.
Right, right.
But I think these guys have potential. What do you think? And I dropped the needle down in a couple of places. Yeah, In the Mood just did not do it for me.
Didn't put you in the mood, as I said.
Yeah. No. But then I played Working Man.
Which, for Cleveland, what a great song.
And I just knew immediately.
Also very cool, you take this album, and you take it, this was at the old WMMS studios.
I'm upstairs in kind of like a really bizarre alcove.
Oh, that's right. In fact, I was over at the world-famous Agora today getting these master CDs,
mm-hmm.
And it was cool because I asked Hank LaConte, I said, could you, just to get me a feel for the, put me in the mood for the weekend, take me through the old studios, which are the Metro Stink studios now and the JMH studios. So, by the way, I want to thank them, too, for cleaning up the tapes of this. But
yeah,
you take this album
anyway.
Down to Dear Buzzard Brother, who's now with one of our stations in Cleveland, WMJI, Denny Sanders.
Yep, actually, Steve Lushbaugh was around, and Denny.
Okay, Lushbaugh was there, too.
Absolutely. And played it, and of course, immediately, we're both looking at each other like, oh, Led Zeppelin has a new record, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, it's a Canadian band called Rush. And Denny played Working Man, and the phones lit up immediately.
And a lot of people were asking about the new Zeppelin,
oh, exactly.
Weren't they?
Yeah. It was like, wow, when's the new Zeppelin coming out, man? You know, and I'm like, no, when's the Canadian band called Rush? And thanks to Bob Roper, I got the name and the number of the folks who were Moon Records. It turned out it's SRO, which is, you know, the company that manages the band.
Yes, yes.
So I get a hold of Vic Wilson and Ray Daniels, who are their managers. And they're really surprised to hear from me because they can't get arrested with the record in Toronto. And here's somebody from Cleveland saying, can you get me a box of these, like, now? AM radio still ruled in those days. And
right.
They were thinking, like, if you don't have a top 40 hit, forget about it. And I think that's why Getty, you know, that's why they did In the Mood in the first place. They thought if they could get, like, a three-minute top 40 record on AM in Toronto, maybe somebody would play it.
And that's how it happened on MMS.
And meanwhile, to their great surprise, we're playing Working Man, and we're getting tons of requests. And then we started playing Finding My Way. And also the ballad, Here Again, great song.
Beautiful
really,
song.
Really, really emotional record. And I made friends with the management, and one thing led to another, and we were able to get them down here for a concert, a small hall concert. They opened for somebody, and I think they opened for ZZ Top or something like that.
And they blew them off the stage, didn't they?
Yeah, they were terrified. My strongest memory of that time is the manager, Vic Wilson. I'm standing at the back of the hall waiting for them to play.
Okay.
It's the first time they've played in the States. They're terrified. And Vic puts his hand on my hand and says, Donna, don't worry. We won't let you down.
I remember those words from you.
And you know what? They never have.
And they still play kick-ass rock and roll. Donna, with those words, let's take you right to the concert from the world-famous Agora, recorded August 26, 1974, with Love from the Buzzard.